This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. We'll make fun of the fact-checking union. Getting mad at Mark Zuckerberg. We'll talk very, very briefly. I don't want to spend too long on it. It's a little dark, and between these fires and everything else, I don't want to get too dark tonight, but we'll talk a little bit about bankruptcies and some trouble that may be brewing on the rise and economically and otherwise. But other than that, we get through some emails and have some fun in this final hour. How does that sound? First, remember this. This is where I'm going with this is Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the Facebook CEO. I already talked yesterday how I don't trust anything he says. But he came out and he said, oh, man, I love freedom now, and I'm going to be working with Trump. And, well, with all that censorship, oh, sorry about censoring you. That was totally not my fault. There were some mistakes, and really the problem was we hired some independent fact-checking company, and they didn't do a good job, and we fired them, but it wasn't my fault. Okay, so I'm not going to go off on Zuckerberg again. But that company, it's called the International Fact-Checking Network, what it's called. They had an emergency meeting, and essentially they said, oh my gosh, we're going to go out of business if Facebook isn't paying us anymore. But this goes well beyond them. This goes to the fact-checking industry itself. You see, the fact-checking industry, if you dig into it at all, is almost all, in fact, I've never seen one that isn't, but it's almost all funded by communist billionaires and communist organizations. Why? What's going on there? Well, if you listen to the show for any length of time, you already know, but let's assume you're new here for a moment. Communism is awful. We're not even going to talk about how it doesn't work and those things, but it's awful. It's awful. And its promises are awful, too. You know, they're promising to bring down everything. That's the idea. Everything that currently stands is evil, and therefore everything must be brought down. And then, of course, they promise to build something after, but it never gets to that point. It's just burn and burn and burn and burn and burn. It was Mao. I believe it was Mao or Lenin. I think it was Mao who said revolution without end. Yeah, it was Mao. Revolution without end, always burning, always burning, always burning things. That's what it is. It's a demonic religion. So how do you sell that? That's hard to sell. Even your liberal Aunt Peggy wouldn't buy into that. So you have to lie. As we've talked about many times, it's not that you have to lie on occasion when you're a communist. Well, I mean, if it gets too bad, we'll tell a little fib and kind of, no. When you're selling a religion, a demonic religion of destruction, you have to lie about everything at all times. Everything has to be a lie. Why? Because if the morons who follow your religion catch on to the fact that you're just trying to destroy everything, they won't support you anymore. You have to construct a world of make-believe so they can live inside of that world. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy thinks the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian collusion. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy thinks George Floyd was killed by Derek Chauvin, by that cop in Minneapolis. She thinks these things. She knows these things because she lives in a world of make-believe. How do you hold up the world of make-believe? Well, there are a bunch of different ways. You have to censor the truth and things like that. But one of the ways is, hey, why don't we just start a company and we'll call it a fact-checking company? Of course, who can decide what that means? Whoever's paying the bills. So I just hire a company, or I just start a company. I call it Jesse Kelly Fact Checking. And I tell everyone who works there to cover for communists at all times, attack the right and cover for communists at all times. And then you go to people in the corporate world who are either evil or don't know any better, and you sell your services as a fact-checking company. Hey, we're an independent company. We will fact-check that thing for you. That's how it worked at places like Facebook. The thing is this. The world of make-believe eventually comes crumbling down. It always does. That's a huge reason why the Soviet Union fell. Yeah, there are a bunch of different factors, but one of the main reasons, probably the main reason, it wasn't Ronald Reagan, although he was great and he did great things to bring it down. One of the main reasons was the lies just didn't hold up anymore. And people, on a long enough timeline, after they suffer enough, people will look around and say, wait a minute, these people have lied about everything. And as soon as people's eyes are open, as soon as the scales fall off their eyes and they see the world of make-believe they live in, then communists cease to have any power at all. And it is a vast, well-funded network out there of people trying to keep the morons in a world of make-believe. Your liberal Aunt Peggy very likely is not an evil demon. You know, it's very likely she's not an evil demon like Bill Gates or someone like that. She's probably just really stupid. And really stupid people are really easy to keep in that world of make-believe. Even liberal Aunt Peggy, after enough pain, there's a chance she will wake up one day. The second you see fact-checking network like PolitiFact, that's a big one in the political world. PolitiFact, or it's another one, Snopes. Snopes is another big one. These fact-checking organizations, do yourself a favor. Go dig into the funding behind all these things. It's all a bunch of dirty commies. Jesse, I have a party coming up for my daughter's softball team and the parents. What are the Menu Whisperer's recommendations to bring food? Okay, so I'm going to give you two recommendations. And you will probably dislike both of my recommendations. That's fine. You don't have to listen to the Menu Whisperer. But I'm here to tell you, depending on your finances, you're going to hit a home run. One's really cheap. The other one is not super expensive. It's just more complicated. First, if you have access to a smoker, but this would work in an oven. You don't have to have a smoker. You can do this in the oven. My world famous queso. Don't shake your head, Chris. Onions. Okay, you need onions? They could just buy the diced onions from the store if you don't want to dice them yourself, but it's really cheap to buy an onion and dice it yourself. Pickled jalapenos. I've tried it with fresh ones. You got to go with the crushed, the chopped up pickled jalapenos. Crushed chipotle peppers. Velveeta. Velveeta's key. Shut up, Chris. There could be a second cheese. I usually use smoked Gouda. Depending on your budget, you can chalk it up. You can chunk it up yourself or just buy the chunked up thing. A couple cans of cream of mushroom soup. Don't shake your head, Chris. The cream of mushroom soup is not there. There's no mushrooms in it. It's just there to keep it liquidy. Otherwise, this thing can get way, way, way too thick. We're talking the view thick. It gets way too thick. A couple cans of cream of mushroom soup. Throw it on the smoker. Let it go for an hour at 325. Open up your smoker. Mix all the ingredients in. You don't have to mix them beforehand. Throw it on for another hour, pull it off. This works just fine in the oven. It won't be smoked. It won't have that smoky flavor, but it works fine in the oven. Pull it out. Oh, Jesse, I can't do that. Someone's bringing brisket, and someone's bringing her beer can chicken, and someone else is bringing this. I bet you money. Jesse Kelly's queso, and I just stole this recipe from a bunch of recipes I saw online. Don't think I came up with this from scratch. Jesse Kelly's queso, it'll be gone before any of the rest of the stuff's gone. And if that fails, or maybe you don't have the money or whatnot, Ob gets really, really mad when I do this. And guess what goes like hotcakes every time? Little Caesar's pizzas. It's $6 for a large pepperoni. I love Little Caesar's pizza. When we had Little Caesar's pizza night when I was a kid, it was once every few weeks. We didn't eat out a lot, but we'd get Little Caesar's pizza and some crazy bread. It was fantastic. Grab a couple large pepperonis. It's $12. Oh, everyone's going to make fun of you. Everyone makes fun of me at these neighborhood parties I go to. Every single time I show up with Little Caesars, Ob's yelling, the neighbors are laughing. Ah, look at white trash Jesse. Guess what's gone in half a freaking second? The Little Caesars pizza. Everybody wants to go get a slice of Little Caesars. Trust me on that. Boom. Just solved your potluck. Let's talk about the January 6th committee and then back to some more emails. First, let's find you a decent employee. You see, ZipRecruiter is there. Whether you're an employee, employer, ZipRecruiter is there. But let's talk to the employers for a moment. It's hard to find good people now. It's hard. Where do you go? Well, I would go where everyone else is going. Really, the beauty of ZipRecruiter is everyone knows it now. Everyone knows about ZipRecruiter. All the employers are there. All the employees are there. You want to try it for free? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and try it for free. You want to get somebody quality? Somebody to make your company better? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That's where they're all at. Don't risk hiring yet another dirtball you have to fire in a month because he shows up drunk. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. So from the Daily Fetch, the January 6th committee colluded with Fannie Willis to target Trump. Well, this is not news, but this explains why the preemptive pardons are coming down. And it is something that I am looking forward to, I think, seeing just how many bodies are buried and where they're buried, how many criminal acts were committed underneath the Biden administration, by the Biden administration themselves, by the DOJ, FBI. The ultimate question with this is, and I said I think I'm looking forward to it because what is Pam Bondi going to do? Pam Bondi's going to be the attorney general. I talked to a U.S. senator today. Pam Bondi looks like she's going to sail through. In fact, I got some good news. It sounded like all the nominees are going to sail through. Hegseth, Kash Patel, all of them. But let's focus on probably the most important one, the head of the DOJ. Let me pause and explain why it's the most important one. I always talk about how government people need to go to jail. They have to go to jail. The most severe punishments in any society have to be reserved for government people who abuse their power. It has to be. That's how you preserve a society. Well, government people in our country, because everything's upside down, they're never held to account at all for anything. But why? Because of the DOJ. You know, your senator, whoever it is, your congressman, he can refer somebody to the DOJ for the most heinous crimes. It's still up to the DOJ to decide whether or not that person gets prosecuted for those crimes. The DOJ is the wall protecting government employees from accountability. We have this Pam Bondi. She's going to come in. She's going to be AG. What is she going to do? Now, yeah, I know she's going to prosecute, you know, cartels and things like that and do the basic GOP things. I know that. The ultimate question is Pam Bondi going to have the stomach to arrest communists in our government who have used their power illegally? And that is a coin flip. Cynical Jesse says, not a chance. I've never seen that before. Every one of these losers gets in there and they talk tough and it sounds really tough, but for some reason, government people never end up in jail. Is it going to be a repeat of what I've seen my whole life? I don't know. I hope not. But The Biden administration was a criminal enterprise. The things they did were criminal. The Biden crime family themselves, before we even get to the FBI, this is all criminal. These are criminal acts. Don't let them off with, well, they're dumb or a little. These are criminals. What will Pam Bondi do? The January 6th committee? Everything I've seen looks like they committed crimes. Lots of them. And if they colluded with Fannie Willis, prosecutor out of Fulton County, Georgia, that's like life in prison. No, don't get me wrong. No one's going to spend life in prison for it, but it should be life in prison. The question is, does Pam Bondi have it in her to actually clean out government corruption? Does she have it in her to look inward instead of outward? They all get in there and announce these initiatives. We're going after drug trafficking, and we're going after this group and that group. We're going to go after the mafia. But all that stuff's fine. I don't care. I want to hear who's going after the government. Who's going to go after government officials? And that starts and stops in the DOJ. Did you know the DOJ works with the Central Intelligence Agency? Do you know that? You see, CIA, when they have whistleblowers, and there have been many who have come forward talking about the corruption in the CIA, well, the state secrets, the DOJ will come out and they'll say, well, I'm sorry, that's a state secret. You can't say anything. The DOJ runs cover for the corrupt CIA. The DOJ runs cover for the corrupt FBI, ATF, IRS. The DOJ has been the wall preventing government employees from going to prison. Is Pam Bondi going to shatter that wall? I don't know. But that is the ultimate question. Did you hear Fetterman?
To remind everybody that we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of migrants here illegally that have convicted of crimes. And why, I don't know why, you know, who wants to defend that, to allow them to remain in our nation? They're that. And now if you're here illegally and you're committing crimes and those things, I don't know why anybody thinks that it's controversial that they all need to go.
I don't trust them either. I know everyone's on the Fetterman bandwagon. I get all that. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds to me like a Democrat in a state that just went solidly for Donald Trump. That's what it sounds like. That sounds like a Democrat who's interested in getting reelected. Call me crazy. John Fetterman has a very, very far left career behind him. But maybe I'm just being cynical, Jesse. All right, let's do some more emails. Before we do that, let's talk about preborn. Let's save a baby's life. We're all out there looking at all the garbage happening, and we all want to do something good. Is there anything better you can do than saving a baby from the jaws of death? When young women are about to abort their baby, preborn will try to find them and offer them help for free. A free ultrasound. Once you introduce a mother to her baby with an ultrasound, once she hears that heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time, and the ultrasound costs $28. And preborn is tax deductible. You freaking right. You deduct it off your taxes. You give as much as you want. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. A baby needs your help right now. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, so we're not going to take a lot of time on this, but I've had more than one guy, economist, tell me some version of this. The most recent one, very, very sharp guy. He's with Heritage. Peter St. Ange is his name. He's the most recent one, but he's not the only one who's said this to me. Biden has done so much economic damage in the last 4 years, and they've essentially been painting over the rust, pumping as much money, funny money, into the economy as humanly possible so it all didn't come crashing down under his watch. And things are, if you look at the different ways you can look at the economy, things are on very, very shaky ground. I've been told some version of that by multiple people, that it's really, really rough out there. And if you look at the right things when it comes to economic indicators, that we might have a rocky road set up for the incoming Trump administration. This headline, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, because I don't want to be all dark and depressed right now. I'm just not going to do it. But this headline kind of backs that up. This is from the Epoch Times. Corporate bankruptcies surge to a 14-year high. 14 years. That's 2011. Was the last time bankruptcies were this high in corporate America. That's a big deal. That's not good. That means businesses are not making ends meet. When they're not making ends meet, they're not hiring. It's bad for everybody. I don't know that we're on the way to a rocky road. You know, Trump's going to get in there, and economically, he was a very, very good president for 3 years last time till COVID got here. Very, very good president. He deregulates things. It's one of the things he does really well. So the economy is going to open up, if you will. Fewer rules, get more of the government out of it. Hopefully, we can ease the pain of what's to come because of that. But it is not set up to look that great right now. And that's all I'm going to say. Now, I'm also going to say this. I've not been a big fan of Brandon Johnson, the filthy communist mayor who runs the city of Chicago. Not being a big fan is actually putting it pretty mildly. But yeah, he's a dirtball. However, every now and then, even people we dislike can say things we love and we admire. And Brandon Johnson said it here. Brandon Johnson was asked about his dreadful approval numbers. And look, you've heard some political spin in your life. I've heard some political spin in my life. But spinning disastrous approval numbers in this way... I almost love the guy.
Some polls show 76% of those surveyed say Chicago would be better off with a different mayor.
I actually am humbled that the people of Chicago believe in my administration enough to have greater expectations than any other administration. That's what leadership looks like, and I'm humbled to do it.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that there's greater expectations? I don't know where I hear that. And then the feedback instead is that the polling is poor. So how do you're just, I don't know how you interpret it that way.
Well, because I'm a middle child. Maybe it's because I'm a Bears fan. By the way, the Bears are undefeated in 2025, so we're off to a great start.
It doesn't have anything to do with...
Here's what I'm saying, though. Look, the people of Chicago voted for me to invest in them, and that's exactly what we've done. And I'm going to continue to do that.
Maybe it's because I'm a middle child. Hey, 76% of the people hate your guts and want you to want you replaced. I am humbled by their support. I love these guys. Jesse, I was elected president of the Lake Association last year and now attend meetings with the group that calls themselves the Coalition of Lake Associations for our state. They're all total leftists. Every meeting leans to the far left. Here's a statement from them about our December meeting. Quote, In the first part of our meeting, we will talk about kids and why we should be focusing on them. We often direct our efforts toward adults as we work to improve some lake problem, but we know that engaging kids in issues that impact the environment is a winning ticket. Once kids learn about something, they push their parents and grandparents to change their behaviors. Communism 101. I read this email. We got this email a while back, but I've been meaning to read it to you for this reason. Not because you care about this guy's lake association, but because there's something else we don't talk about enough. I always bring up school boards, legal and local. School boards, city councils, county board of supervisors. I want you to run for office. I want you to get involved. The losers, the communists in your society, in your city, yes, even your red city, they all take positions of power. However, I say school board and city council enough, but I don't want you to think that's the only thing. How many different boards are there in your town? How many? Do you even know? Most people don't, and it's fine. I'm not judging. Go look. Go look at how many county boards. There's a water board. There's a lake board. There's a this, that. They're the homeowners association. If you don't get involved and occupy those positions of power, the communists will. And I almost guarantee you the communists already are. I've seen this as I've gotten more and more involved in local politics in recent years, showing up at the meetings, the forums, things like that. You'll show up at some forum, so local meeting, and they'll be talking about the local water board, and you'll be looking to your buddy, what local water board? There's a water board? I didn't even know the water board was a thing. And then you start talking to people about it, and you find out that it's a team of five people. They ran for it. Of course, about 12 people even voted in the election, and surprise, surprise, the five people who knew about the water board and ran for the water board, they weren't experts in water. They were dirty commies trying to seize positions of power inside of your local government. Go run for something. It doesn't have to be big and scary. I didn't tell you have to go be a senator or even a congressman. It doesn't have to be that. And it's not going to be sexy. And you're going to have to show up on Thursday night when you get home and all you want to do is eat your Little Caesars or maybe take the old lady out for something nice and some Red Lobster and you want to watch Matlock and you want to relax. You're going to have to go to some boring water board meeting. But that's where real power is held. And those are the people. Look at LA right now. Why didn't the brush get removed? Why? What's up with the water? You dig into these problems? You know, we're all pointing fingers at the mayor, and I realize the buck stops with that idiot mayor, Karen Bass, but the truth is the people who make these decisions, lots and lots and lots of them, they're not even at the city council level. They're not even at the mayoral level. It's at this board and that board, and it's the tree board, and it's the street board, and it's this. Go take these positions of power back from the communists. The communists take over all these positions, and we can win these elections because no one else shows up. Rally your friends. Or if you're like Chris and you don't have any friends, get your friends get your buddy to I guess you wouldn't have a buddy if you don't have any friends. I guess that ruined the whole joke. Find some people to vote for you. Also, go get on some chalk if you don't feel like you have the energy. Jesse, I don't feel like going out on Thursday night. That's because your T levels are too low. You don't feel like going out on a Thursday night because you're low testosterone. That's why you don't have the focus. That's why you don't have the energy. That's why you're drinking a cup of coffee or four cups of coffee at 3 or 4 in the afternoon trying to get by. You don't have to live like that. Get your T levels through the roof. Get your focus through the roof. Get your mind cleared up with natural herbal supplements. The hardcore anti-communists at Chalk are here to help you. And they're not just order takers, I should note. You got questions? Ask them questions. They'll help. They're here to help. Here to energize this country. Get the men feeling good. Get the ladies feeling good. Ladies, they have female vitality stacks for you. Do you know that? Male vitality stacks. I've been on a male vitality stack for 3 years. I don't travel without it. It came to Europe with me. That's how good I feel. I'm a believer because I'm a user. I made it sound like heroin. Either way, male vitality stack, not heroin, natural herbal supplements, CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Go, we'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm not even going to bring up what Jewish producer Chris and producer Corey were just ranting about during the break. Oh, I'm so mad right now. They were talking about HOA fees because, you know, I was just talking about how you need to run for HOA and water board and all that other stuff. Here's the truth. I don't know what I pay for HOA because OB handles that stuff. Now I want to know, but I don't want to know. And I ever tell you, I got in trouble with the HOA one time when I lived back in Tucson. So here was the deal. We had a backyard. It was not a big backyard, but it was a backyard. And behind our backyard was no one else's yard. And it was a common area, but a horrible common area. It was just kind of some nasty weeds that nobody really maintained. And it led back to this little ditch, this huge drainage ditch. So it wasn't the best location in the world, I admit, but that was right over our back fence. Well, I was mowing the lawn, just hand mower. I mowed my lawn. And I had the bag. I had one of the mowers with the baggie that collected the grass. So I did what any red-blooded American would do, and I took the bag of grass, and I put it in a garbage bag, and I set it out front. Well, they were having all kinds of problems with waste management in the town at the time. They would come get my trash. They'd come get my recycling. They refused to take the grass clippings. And I'm yelling, what am I supposed to do with the grass clippings? I have the grass clippings. What am I supposed to do with the grass clippings? No, sorry, you're on your own. What do you mean you're on your own? So I said, okay, if that's how it's going to be, I would finish mowing the lawn and I'd take the bag off the mower and I would just walk over to my back fence. Nothing back there but freaking weeds and a drainage ditch. And I just dump it over the back fence. All right, no big deal. Well, the HOA was famously a bunch of Nazis in this place. One day I get a letter. I get a letter from the HOA that they have observed piles of grass clippings behind my fence and that they know I'm dumping my grass clippings back there, and that if I don't go back and remove it, that they're going to fine me. I think they threatened to fine me. That's okay. Well, next time I mow the lawn, took the bag of grass clippings, went right back to the fence, dumped the grass clippings over the top. Next time, grass clippings right over the top. Again, they send a letter. We know it was you. Still, nothing. They make a phone call one day when I'm home. Hey, it's your HOA. Blah, 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 blah. We're here to address the grass clippings you're dumping over your back fence. So I went exactly like you should do if the FBI ever talks to you about anything. I said, well, wasn't me. And this lady, of course, it was a lady, some feminist cat lady on the other end of the line. Sir, there are 12 piles of grass clippings right behind your fence. We know it's you. I said, prove it. Wasn't me. I don't know who's doing that. And now she's getting frustrated. Well, now I'm starting to laugh. Because she's getting more frustrated and more frustrated. She's just, everyone knows it's me. And she needs me to admit that it's me before they can hand out a fine to me. But I know this too. It's not like someone has secret video of me dumping the grass clippings back there. So I just kept going with it. Nah, wasn't me. Wasn't me. And finally, I started having too much fun with it. And finally, I told her, you know what? You're with the HOA. I need you to find out who's dumping the grass clippings behind my fence. By the time I was done, she started screaming on the phone, and then I hung up on her, and then she started calling back, and I was laughing too hard. I couldn't answer the phone anymore. Oh, gosh, that made me laugh. Jesse, winking at someone is so underrated. I want to make it cool again. I think it's classy and really leaves an impression. Are you a smooth winker or an awkward winker? All right, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm an amazing winker. Hey, Chris, Corey, look at this. Look at this. They're just so people don't think I'm lying. Am I a good winker? See? See? They're both shaking their head, but they're impressed. I can tell. I can tell deep down that they know. Look, that's the kind of wink. And I did not strain too much, Chris. I even did it. Did you hear that when I did it? I even throw in that. No, it's not covering up the strain. That chicks love it. I do that to Ab all the time. I shoot her one of the little drives her crazy. I mean, she yells and rolls her eyes, but I can tell she's going nuts. No, it's not what I did to the waitress, Chris. That was yesterday when I told that story. You know, if you want to know what Jewish producer Chris is talking about, you're going to have to go download a podcast, which is available on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Look, for everyone watching on the simulcast, remember you can watch me do the radio show. They simulcast it on the First TV. I'm looking in the camera right now. Corey, I need you to make sure this is on the simulcast right now. Watch this. See that? Smooth as silk. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. You're just jealous. Chris, can you wink? That's it. See? Chris admits that he can't. Corey, can you wink? You can't wink? Oh, Corey, you look like you had a stroke. That doesn't count as a wink. Are you okay? Hey, Chris, call 911 for Corey. Anyway, do you want to learn more about history and the Constitution and stuff? Everyone knows what Hillsdale College is. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. You know they offer free online courses. More than 40 free online courses. Constitution, the Book of Genesis, fairly important. How much do you know about the ancient Christian church? The rise and fall of the Roman Republic. You can get Hillsdale information, Hillsdale education free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. There's no cost. Don't we all need to get a little bit more boned up on history? I'm signed up. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. You want to be smart enough to rub it in your friends' faces because you know more than them? What other reason is there to gain wisdom like that? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
I am a smooth winker, Chris. And look at this. I bet you didn't see this coming. You saw me wink before, right? I'm looking at the camera again. See that? Now, check this out. Don't shake your head, Chris. Both sides. I'm an ambi-winker. I can do it both times. Ambi-winker doesn't sound right. I wish I'd put that differently, but you understand exactly what I mean. Anyway, back to headlines. Sweden says Christmas tree needles are safe to eat. Well, everyone who's ever had gin knows that. Good guy Post Malone gives Houston bartender and single mother the ultimate Christmas gift. Apparently, he gave her a $20,000 tip. I was feeling pretty good about that fiver I floated at Applebee's the other day, but now, apparently, I've been Tommy topped. U.S. and Taliban talks continue on the detainees exchange. Yes, that's just absolutely wonderful that we are still sending gobs and gobs of our money in diplomatic talks with the Taliban. Anyway, we'll come back again tomorrow and have some fun, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.